It's fantastic on Static on 2SER to be checking in with Michael and Brian from the Lemon Twigs. How are you, gents?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, and good to hear that you're good. I was hoping you're okay. There are some very tender moments on Everything Harmony, this new album by the Lemon Twigs.
Well, I'm not going to tell you if I'm not doing well.
You can just do that in song, right?
Right, yeah. They cry for help.
From the get-go, from the opening song, When Winter Comes Around, this is a more pastoral, more reflective, and dare I say it, more grown-up record from the Lemon Twigs.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely more subtle, I think, in a lot of ways, you know? But we were still trying to, like, keep it entertaining and stuff, and overdub interesting textures and do our best to entertain ourselves when we were making it.
Yeah. At the same time, there are some bigger themes explored. Brian, that song, When Winter Comes Around, is a gentle lament on grief and death before it explodes into a Phil Spector-style symphonic outro. It's a stark contrast to the last Lemon Twigs album, Songs for the General Public, which started with a rip-snorting glam rock song like Hell on Wheels.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was just, that song was really interesting because I wrote the initial verse and I really liked where it came from. It seemed to kind of come out of nowhere. And then I started writing a second verse and I knew that it didn't come from the same place. So then I just kind of stopped cold in writing it. And so I kind of let it sort of sit for a couple months while I, you know, just waited for these verses to come. And so I took my time with it. So you don't intend to sort of write about things that are beyond your comprehension, you know? It's sort of still a mysterious song to me.
Did some turbulent times make you want to explore some more serious subjects on this record? I know you've had some tougher life experiences outside of a global pandemic. New to Me was inspired by your experience with loved ones suffering from Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I mean, we both dealt with that, you know, and yeah, we had a couple family members that both had that. And it kind of makes you think a lot about identity and the essence of a person's identity as it relates to memories and their experience. It ends up getting sort of warped, you know, their interpretation of what they've experienced. And it's a lot to take in when you're kind of going through it. So the songs kind of helped us process what that experience was about.
It's interesting to hear the Lemon Twigs address subjects like that. There are some sad feelings and sentiments all around. Every day is the worst day of my life is this emo acoustics drum that just repeats its title over and over.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also like that song is meant to be taken so seriously, that particular song. I mean, if it were, I think it'd be a little silly.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like a t-shirt or something, like a slogan.
Well, despite any introspective lyrics, this also feels like the most organic and classic album the Lemon Twigs have made musically. I mean, the title, Everything Harmony, is the most apt album name for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we were really interested in seeing how creative we could be with acoustic textures. It's kind of folk music in a way, and the essence of that is hearkening back to a different, simpler time, I guess. But that's the way it always was, you know? The folk period was when Bob Dylan was doing stuff. So we were more interested in using instrumentation that was a bit simpler and, like you said, organic, because the songs were folk songs, you know? They were just written that way.
And Michael, I know you've also mentioned artists that have come a long time after Bob Dylan, like Arthur Russell's Iowa Dream as a focal point. An album like that is really uncomplicated and direct. Songs like Wonder Boy, I can hear that DNA in this Lemon Twigs record.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's like huge cornerstone for the album.
Yeah, I mean, just no one writes melodies like him. And I think we were trying to get to our purest identity as far as melodies themselves.
Well, I think every song was supposed to have some sort of value beyond just the vibe of the recording.
Yeah.
Like some sort of melodic value unless something is just so good, even though it's very straightforward. I mean, that can happen a lot of the time too, but it has to check a few boxes.
With that purity of melody, you've pulled some bigger pop moves too. Any Time of Day is this 70s AM radio throwback. It's almost like Stalin Vocal Band. And there's a real showstopper in the mix too, What Happens to a Heart. That one sounds like another over-the-top Phil Spector production meets prime period Barry Manilow.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think like that comes from we're just trying to flesh out the songs with this album. Is like, this is the ultimate production for it. Any song could be produced any number of ways, you know?
But we love those productions, you know? We love productions like Death of a Ladies Man.
Yeah, the Dion Phil Spector album. And
Born to Be With You. So we always wanted to do a production like that.
Was it also good for you guys this time around? I mean, this Lemon Twigs album was completely self-produced and mixed by you two. Was it good to really get in the weeds yourselves and know that you were responsible for everything?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working that way for a while, but we've always needed help towards the end of the process. With our last record, we hit a wall with our equipment that we had, you know. We had to go and work at Rado's studio, Jonathan Rado, who produced our first album.
We hit the same wall with this album, but we decided to take it to a studio in San Francisco and just work with us and our friend. And we did want to take something from start to finish completely independently.
Well, Michael, there was also a reason for taking it to that studio in San Francisco, Hyde Street, because to get technical, they've got what's called an echo chamber there, which is this unevenly shaped room. And it's been used on a lot of classic records over the years, like the Beach Boys and the Ronettes. So what sort of sound do you get in this space? It's the most sort of vintage, pure sound you can get?
Yeah, but like we had been playing on this Wise Blood album and we were at the East West studio and we heard their echo chamber, which is like one of the best echo chambers on, you know, Beach Boy records and stuff. And we were like so thrilled by the sound, we said that we had to have that kind of echo on our next record. And we found Hyde Street and we decided we didn't want to go to Los Angeles or stay in New York to finish the album. We wanted to go somewhere else. So it worked out in a few ways. But what kind of, it's just kind of, it gives everything a sort of sheen and like gives everything a sort of togetherness, like all the instruments being played on a speaker into one room, similar to when, you know, all the instruments were played in the same room at the same time. But it's kind of artificial, but it's also kind of real.
That must be exciting, Brian. Is that what making records is sometimes, hearing yourselves in a whole new, revealing way?
Yeah, I mean, this one was so nice for us because we've always done things in the most practical ways, you know? So for us to go to a real pro studio and spend weeks there was a very impractical thing for us to do. But I think it made all the difference in the record, you know, in terms of the sonics of it.
Yeah, and that's good to hear that you guys are still learning ways of doing things, because you've learned to play on others' records like Wise Blood, like you mentioned, and you've worked with the likes of Rado and Todd Rundgren. So there has been a lot of constant learning for the Lemon Twigs over these four albums.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think, like you said, just the process of making an album is figuring out how to do something new. I mean, and this was drastically different for me personally because of trying to like explore an acoustic approach, which I hadn't done, you know, really.
I think also accessing the purest sound of both of our voices, you know, and singing together without much affectation.
There's a bit less artifice.
Yeah.
It's the real Lemon Twigs. It's not quite your Judas moment, but it is the real Lemon Twigs. Everything harmony. And there are still some rockin' songs on the record too. We might have a listen to a song off the album now called What You Were Doing, which has a great Chris Bell sound about it and a sprawling rock outro.
Yeah, I like that song. I mean, that's the thing we're finding now is like going out and playing live. I mean, we had made this album when we weren't doing any live shows and we didn't do any live shows for a couple of years after. Yeah, and it's kind of been sitting, waiting to get put out. So we're finding now we can play What You Were Doing, we can play In My Head, but there's certain songs that feel hard to play live, or Brian just has to play them alone.
I'm really glad that we ended up putting these rock songs on it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know, because they were kind of, we, at a certain point we had thought, like, well, maybe it's kind of out of place to do this on the album, and then we thought, well, then it's just samey, and it's acoustic, instead of one of those albums that's samey, and it's just rocking the whole time.
Well, your records are never boring, and never don't have a few twists and turns. You're chameleons, you lemon twigs. It's great to hear that you're out on the road and doing it for Everything Harmony. This is the Lemon Twigs now on Static. Thanks for the chat, Michael and Brian.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. How can you do?